Next item on agenda, item number six, Clay Armstrong, number 19-0528. Johnson, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
State your name for the record, please.
John Michael Johnson, Environmental Engineer of Marine Resources Commission.
Also, while you're doing it, let the record reflect we've received a phone call from Mr. Miner. He will not be able to make it today. Thank you.
Mr. Clay Armstrong is requesting authorization to install 2 5-foot-wide by 39-foot-long main stem piers extending from a bulkhead on either side of an existing boathouse, install 22 linear feet of 5-foot-wide finger pier and a 16-foot-by-21-foot deck along a tributary to Stutz Creek at 528 Blue Water Drive in Matthews County. The project is in northern Matthews County on the middle peninsula in the circle of red. Closer look, you can see Gwynn's Island, Stutz Creek is through here, and the project location is a small tributary here. Here's an aerial view showing the existing conditions. We have a boat ramp, the bulkhead coming along here, an existing dual slip enclosed boathouse. He's proposing to install a tending pier on the north side of the boathouse, you know, to allow for safe launching and recovery of vessels from the boat ramp, and to install a main stem pier on the south side of the boathouse as well, with a deck space here and extending finger pier down here to more 42-foot vessel he's proposing to purchase. Mr. Armstrong does own this entire marsh spit peninsula you see here, which is approximately 90 feet, extends 90 feet south of the existing boathouse, and the deck and finger pier extend approximately halfway down that spit. Plan view drawings showing the tending pier on the downstream side of the boathouse, 5 foot by 39 feet, and then the other proposed pier, 5 feet by 39 feet, with a deck here, 16 by 21, and the extension of 22 feet of 5-foot-wide finger pier. These are some cross sections of the two piers. Pier A is the tending pier next to the boat ramp. The channelward terminus of the pier is in approximately 4.5 feet of water at mean low tide. And the other pier on the upstream side, where the vessel will be moored, has a water depth of approximately 2.5 feet at mean low water. On this slide, you can see soundings that we've asked the applicant to provide to us. So the boat would be moored in this particular area right here, with the pier coming off and extending this way. So as soon as we get to where the boat would be moored, we have, and these soundings are not at low tide, by the way. These soundings, you know, we showed 3.5 feet and then dropping off quickly to 6 feet. These soundings were taken every 10 feet, so approximately where the vessel would be moored. Offshore of that, we have at least 50 feet of channel that we're looking at here. The average beam for a 42-foot vessel is approximately 13 feet, so we're still looking at 37 feet, at least 37 feet of channel for people to pass by. The Corps of Engineers has also reviewed this and is prepared to issue their permit on this shortly for the project. Here are some ground shots showing the proposed. Here's the existing boat ramp, so you'll have the finger pier, you'll have the tending pier coming off this boat, off the bulkhead here. And then you would have the pier coming off this way, extending this way with a 16-foot-by-21-foot deck in this general area here. And this is just looking upstream towards the south. This is an aerial view presented to us by the applicant. You can see that the channel is fairly narrow here. The boat would be moored in this particular area here. You can see where, you know, the creek is widening up again once you get past the mouth of this creek. And this is a GIS from Matthews County showing approximate property lines, showing indeed we do have the applicant owning the spit here. Issues raised by the protestant included impacts to the size of the structures, impacts to navigation, riparian impacts and riparian rights, natural resource impacts, and aesthetic impacts. Staff has carefully considered all these concerns that Mr. Hudgens has cited as part of the public interest review process. As to the size of the structure, staff notes that the boathouse has existed in its current configuration for decades, and the proposed boat ramp tending pier will not encroach any further channel within the existing boathouse. The pier to the south would have qualified for the pier exemption, as cited in 28.2-1203 of the Code of Virginia, had it not been for the existence of the other pier associated with the dual-slip boathouse. Staff reviewed land records for the applicant's and protestant's property and determined that since the applicant owns the marsh spit to the south, the pier is located in front of their property. However, the VMRC does not have the authority to define riparian rights. If the protestant wishes to argue this issue, a civil sort is the appropriate court of law where this would be adjudicated. Impacts to navigation are an important factor in the approval of any pier, and there are 15 riparian lots in the stream watershed. The applicant, as part of their application, submitted depth soundings across the waterway where the upstream pier would be installed. These soundings indicated the channel is in excess of 50 feet wide at this location. The addition of a 42-foot vessel with an average beam of 13 feet would leave at least 35 feet of navigable channel for other boat operators. In addition, staff has been in communication with the Army Corps of Engineers, who have indicated they will be issuing a permit for the project. They have determined that a vessel moored alongside the upstream pier will not impede navigation. Natural resource impacts from the project will be minimal in nature, as the pier will be open piled by design, which will not impede water flow. And aesthetic impacts from proposed structures are also considered to be minimal. This is due to the fact that the piers, if they were standalone structures, would have qualified for the statutory authorization provided in the state code, and no other roof structures are being proposed. Staff has carefully considered all the concerns raised by the protestant for this project. The size and scope of the project are appropriate for both the boat ramp tending pier and the pier, which would moor the proposed vessel. Staff is satisfied that piers are located in front of the applicant's property and will not constitute an impediment to navigation. Impacts to natural resources and aesthetics will be minimal, as the piers are open pile by design and no other roof structures are proposed. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all the factors in 28.2-1205 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed. I'll be glad to answer any questions. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Any questions by members of the commission? Mr. Zedrin?
You say it here, the adjacent property, or can you point out?
Oh, I'm sorry. He's located here.
Follow up. Mr. Tanker and then Ms. Everett. Mr. Tanker?
This photo or aerial sort of indicates that the channel seems narrower further into the body of water there. Is that just...
Right here, right through here?
Right through where you...
We certainly have a pretty narrow channel here. He's not proposing any structures that would impede navigation through here. None of the piers that are proposed are going to stand any further channelward than what's existing there now. Okay. The vessel will stick out a little further than the pier, but again, it'll be on this down here, so we won't be really impacting navigation through here with the vessel moored there.
Thank you.
Further questions? Ms. Everett, do you have a question?
I think I figured out. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Mr. Zedrin?
Did you talk to the protestant?
Several times, yes, sir.
I'm looking at your slide. It looks like... from his pier, or their pier, towards the applicant, it looked like it's trees there. Is that right?
Through here? Yeah, there's some trees. You can see the shading coming out over the water here. So there's
and one of his protests was the view?
Aesthetics, yes, sir.
Can he even see the boathouse from his boathouse?
There may be a gap in the trees right through here. Hard to tell, but I did not go on property and look, from the perspective of his house looking out towards there, but... Again, we have an existing enclosed boathouse here. It's existed for decades, and with the piers, they're not going to add any additional visual impairments because they're not going to rise above the level of the boathouse. They're not going to stick out any further. I mean, the vessel itself will, but he has to be able to moor his vessel safely.
Thank you. Further questions? Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Is the applicant present or represented? Yes, ma'am, come forward, who wishes to speak. Good morning.
Good morning.
Will all of you be testifying? Speaking?
If needed.
Okay, raise your right hands. Solemnly swear the testimony that you give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, help you God.
I do.
You first, ma'am?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am, come forward. State, I'm sorry?
Sherry Ash.
Yes, ma'am, proceed, please.
And I am the applicant.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm the agent for the applicant.
Okay. Who is the applicant?
Both these gentlemen are owners of the property.
Okay, thank you.
I feel like Mr. Johnson's done an excellent job in presenting the case. I'll be glad to answer any questions you have, but as you can see, there is not this, the piers will not block any navigation. You already have VMRC's acknowledgement of that, as well as Army Corps.
Questions? Mr. Zedrin.
Did you talk to the protestant?
I did not. He did not contact me. All his conversations have been through VMRC.
Okay, thank you. Any further questions? Thank you. Do y'all wish to testify? Okay. Any questions of the gentleman? Mr. Taggart.
My question would be boat traffic. What happens here on a daily or a weekend basis?
Very few small boats come in and out.
Excuse me, he needs to identify himself.
I'm sorry. Thank you.
My name is Clay Armstrong.
Come up to the podium too, please, sir.
My name is Clay Armstrong. I'm one of the owners of the property. This is my brother, David Armstrong, as well. There are very few boats that come in and out of the channel. Most of them are fairly small. Even on a busy weekend, we may see three or four boats in and out.
Thank you.
Further questions? Sir, would you like to testify or good to go? All right. Thank you very much. Anyone here in opposition to this project? Good morning, sir. Could you raise your right hand?
I'm an attorney.
You're an attorney? I'm sorry. You're here representing the... okay.
Yes, sir.
State your name, please, for the record.
Stephen Mead. I'm an attorney with Pat Hornum, Hatton and Dimestein in Newport News.
Nice to have you here, sir.
Hudgens.
Yes, sir.
Thank
Proceed.
You. Yes, Mr. Hudgens is in opposition to this application as submitted. We're not trying to prevent the project entirely. We'd just like to see a different design that does not impede as much into the channel. The issue as Mr. Johnson's presented, and I would say Bill was very complimentary that Mr. Johnson's been extremely receptive and did a lot of work to make sure that this was done well. We do appreciate that. The issue is that the vessel is going to stick into the channel more than is currently impeded, and that does make a difference. As you know, coming into Hudgens Creek, it gets very narrow at the mouth of the creek. Bill tells me that as you come in on a road coming into the channel, you basically aim at the corner of the boathouse because it sticks out of the channel as it currently exists. And then when you get close there at that spit, you head east and follow the channel out. So it does work, and with the angles now, and even with the angles, we're not arguing with the data that it would still be passable. But it is going to be harder to make that work. So what we would like to see is that the project be redesigned and remove the boathouse, which sticks into the channel, pull the entire project closer into the shore so that more of the channel is preserved for everyone. Bill does tell me over the years, his family's been here since the 40s, used to own both these properties. That channel does move, of course, due to natural processes. It gets more narrow at times and then opens back up. It has not sealed it in completely, but it certainly does narrow down at that spit quite a bit. Makes it difficult to get in and out of there. To answer the question, I think it was Mr. Tankard. I apologize if it's not who it was. But if you're sitting in the backyard of Mr. Hudgens' home, you do see right out to the back of the boathouse. You're basically looking at it obliquely and catching the corner of it. And that's true if you're down at his dock or over on the other side. There's openings through the trees, including through the screened porch. So there is a view issue, but that's not really what we're arguing about. The good news is I'm not here just to complain about the project. We do have an offer to try and be a good neighbor, and that is that if the applicant is willing to remove the boathouse and pull the project in to clear the channel more, Mr. Hudgens is willing to contribute $10,000 of demolition costs, up to $10,000, to try and help that happen. And we think because we haven't heard from the applicant at all, no one's reached out to us, we would be fine with the commission granting tabling the matter for a month to give them time to reconsider that or consider that and see if a better design could be come up with, and we're happy to cooperate with them in that situation. I actually brought some enlargements of the photos, but I think this probably shows it about as well as anything. Where the channel is and how it curves in is really what concerns Bill and his family the most. If the commission is considering allowing the application as presented, then we would ask for some limitations to be considered. One would be that there be no commercial use of the piers or the boathouse. Second, and probably most importantly, is that no vessel be moored to, no vessel larger than 14 feet be moored on Pier A, which is the finger channel, but limit those to Pier B so they are farther back out of the channel and don't impede the navigation further. The last thing is we'd like to see a limitation that no vessel be moored and extend into the channel more than 15 feet out from the pier. It sounds like from Mr. Johnson's presentation that 13 feet would be the expected width of this boat, so that should be still sufficient.
Thank you, Counselor. Any questions of Council? Mr. Zedrin.
You said on these restrictions you had a 14-foot. Are you talking about 14-foot in width, or are you talking 14-foot in length?
Well, what we're trying to limit is not, I'm not trying to prevent small family craft or, jet skis or anything else going into Pier A, which is the one closest to the mouth of the creek. We're really only worried about sizable craft. So we were thinking 14 feet or larger than it should be, only moored to Pier B.
In length or width?
In length.
I think, if I understand correctly, the concern is on the finger pier that is out, the red pier that you see up further, that nothing encroached beyond the footprint of that pier. Is that correct? That's what your concern is.
Yes, sir.
Does that make sense, Mr. Z?
The other thing is, from looking at that photograph that's up on the wall right now on the screen, where the boat will actually be moored, it looks like it's got a lot of sand around there, that lighter color. And you see that?
Yes, sir.
Did y'all check to see if, in fact, that's possible or feasible, what you're talking about? If you move the I take it what you want them to do is move further down on the screen. Would the depth allow that?
Actually, what we'd like to see is with the boathouse removed, you can move the entire, you can move the pier in towards shore and still have the vessel tied in deeper water. So basically, you would replace what part of the boathouse is in the channel now with the vessel being tied in that same location. So you'd probably only achieve 10 feet, but it would move that vessel 10 feet out of the... And our understanding is there's not heavy use of this boathouse. It's been in place since the 60s. I believe it was built in the 1960s. It's perfectly serviceable, but it's not used a lot. So we don't... we're assuming a bit, but we're thinking it would be more important to have the boat in a better location than it would be to have a boathouse remain in place. And really, everything is measured off the front of the boathouse right now. That's why we'd like to see it go away so that piers could move in toward shore.
I got a follow-up.
Yes, Mr. Mason.
I think somebody said that one person owned both of those parcels at one time.
Yes, sir.
And was that your client?
It was. It was my client's father, yes, sir.
And so it's your client's father put that boathouse there?
No, it was built after he sold the property.
Okay.
Any further questions?
Thank you.
Thank you, Counselor.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ms. Everett?
I think there's a reference from Randolph Hudgens about commercial, and then you mentioned you'd like a stipulation that you knew a commercial activity.
It wouldn't be allowed to pursue this permit.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to speak with the agent or the applicant again, please. Previously sworn. Has this vessel been purchased yet?
No, it has not.
No, it has not.
I had a 42-foot vessel and sold it a few years ago. So.
Okay. It seems to me, I don't know whether it's been years ago, that pursuant to, before we actually allowed something that's contested such as this, there had to be shown cause that it was actually going to be a vessel moored there. And Tony, can you help me with that a little bit? Help refresh my memory.
What you're recalling was more or less relative to boathouses. We were seeing proposals for boathouses much larger than what the statute allows. And so it was our position to recommend approval in some instances, but not issue of the permit until they approved documentation of a vessel for the size of boathouse that they needed. We haven't run into it so much with piers of this nature.
And while you're up here, help me out a little bit. The Corps permit, when the Corps issues the permit, which basically they are, and we consider them, for the most part, the expert as far as navigability, because they can just basically say, no, you can't do this because the navigation does not allow that. Corps taking consideration the width of the vessel or width in the Okay, Mike. Mr. Johnson?
Yes, sir. I spoke to Ms. Emily Brooks with the Corps specifically about a vessel still being there, being located on the outside channel.
In other words, she was fully cognizant of what we were dealing with when the permit was issued.
Yes, sir. In fact, they had applied for two mooring piles to go on outboard, to moor the vessel as well, and she requested they remove those. So when I followed up and said, "You're still aware they're going to moor a vessel here?" She said, "Yes."
Okay. Got it all. Thank you. I just appreciate that. That's all I have. Any further questions as far as follow-up? Mr. Zedrin?
What kind of 42-foot boat are you going to put there?
Probably a dead rise.
Are you going to use it for clamming or oystering or anything?
Right.
Honestly, no. Okay, that's all. Thank you. Anyone else in opposition to this project? Seeing none, the matter's before the commission.
I'll move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Neal to approve staff recommendation. Was that staff recommendation inclusive of the conditions, some of the conditions that the Mike, do you want to address before we go any further?
What conditions are you?
The conditions that council provided, especially the one that dealt with nothing would encroach channelward as far as the finger pier is concerned. Was that included?
No.
That's not included, okay?
Staff recommendation.
Staff recommendation by Dr. Neal. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Zedrin. Further discussion? Mr. Tankard.
Yeah, I can see, channels move. A boat that would stick out further than the pier, channelward, I can see that being an issue for it. It won't be lighted. I do.
You can ask for a friendly amendment to the motion.
I would ask for a friendly amendment to the motion that would not allow any vessel larger than the pier closest to the channel be any larger than that pier.
Any longer than the pier. In other words, to encroach any longer, they would encroach channelward of the end of that pier, correct?
Correct.
Would the maker of the motion accept that friendly amendment?
Yes, and I guess with the understanding he's referring to mooring a vessel that sticks out longer than the pier.
Correct.
Okay.
That'd be more like a permanent mooring, not someone launching a boat from their little boat ramp.
Understood. Okay. Second of the motion, agree with that.
Okay.
Good.
Yes.
Okay. So are we clear on the motion now?
So no vessel be moored on this northern tending pier longer than the pier.
Any further channel more than the end of the pier.
Okay.
All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. We'll be in recess for about 10 minutes. We will return at about 10 minutes to 11.